Hi, my name is Pat, and Jesus Christ is my Savior and my Lord, and I'd like to do a commentary on day 74, and the Bible verse is Psalm 63, verse 1, and it reads, O God, you are my God. Earnestly I seek you. My soul thirsts for you. My body longs for you in a dry and weary land where there is no water. That verse says, O God, you are my God. I love it that Jesus is my Lord. Because Jesus is my Lord, I can definitely cry out that this is true. God is mine and I am his. There's nothing that is separating us anymore because the blood of Jesus took care of that. I can come to God and I can talk to him and I know he listens to me and he cares about me. I know that I am loved and I know that I am highly favored, and I can say that because I know God is not partial. He will give that understanding and that certainty to anyone who comes to him through his son. It hurts my heart, actually, when I hear people on one hand say that they know Jesus as Lord, and then they refer to him as a higher power. He's not a higher power. He's the highest power there is. And I don't need to be ashamed of his name. I can say who he is. He's my Father. But I also understand that he wants my identity to be in the Son of Jesus. His Son, Jesus Christ. And so we're called Christians for a reason. Because Jesus walked this earth. His history is left in the scripture. I don't have to have any ambiguity about God. But I need to understand him by being in his word and letting his spirit unlock who he is, and for me to live it out and to not be ashamed of him. God, you are my God. You're my God. And it says, earnestly I seek you. Not just on Sunday or Wednesday nights or even just in the morning hours. I seek him throughout the day, talking to him, asking him, listening for him, seeing him in everything I do. That's my goal. That's my aim. That's what I know will bring me to the best place that I know to be. Earnestly seeking him. Not being ashamed of running after him. Not being ashamed of that. It says, O God, you are my God. Earnestly I seek you. My soul thirsts for you. Thirst. It's a thirst that we have for the Lord. And I find, you know, being thirsty can be is a pain that is different from a hunger pain. I mean, we can kind of ignore hunger pain for a long time, but a thirst, pain for a thirst. We long, we have this desire to have that quench. And this is what God wants us to understand. Our soul is thirsting for him. So for me personally, it is not a hardship for me to be in his word in a very strong way. not a little dab of scripture here and a little dab there, or a little devotional in this way and, you know, whatever. No. It's being in His Word, letting His Word wash over me. Let it reset my mind. Let it change my heart. Let it empower me to walk through this day. I don't know what I'm going to encounter in a day's time. I don't know. But God knows. And He's itching, waiting for me to get into that Word, to let that Word change me. I earnestly seek the Lord. My soul thirsts for Him. My body longs for Him. It's a dry and weary land. And I would say, if you don't think so, open your eyes, look around, and see what is being offered. Dry, weary. People are longing to know the Lord. People need the Lord. People need an ever-living hope that is Jesus Christ. It's a dry and weary land where there is no water. None. If I'm looking to the world to satisfy the thirst, that longing that I have in my body, is not going to happen. It might even seem like it's happening sometimes. I tried it, but it never would last. I could have tons and tons of things around me and tons of good experiences happening and have that little empty hole in my heart. I've felt that way. I've lived that way. And I don't have to live that way anymore. I have to remember that there is a longing and a thirst in my soul that can only be satisfied by the Lord. But I have to pursue Him as well. He pursues me. But I need to be running toward Him as well. Running toward Him. And in this reading today, it talked about my life in the food. And you know, it can still be that way even with abstinent food. You know, I can have a little thing of abstinent food that I think is great. And if I don't watch it, I can be jumping in the car and running to the other side of town trying to get whatever it is that I think I need for my abstinence. But God tells me, stay close to me, Pat. Stay close to me. Find your delight in me. Not that He will not give me some delightful experiences with the food. He definitely does. And He definitely will. But He does that in the proper time and in the proper amounts. That He does that. My life was never meant to be a commercial. You know, as I was waiting for the next meal. Never meant to be that way. The Lord is meant to be the main course of my life. As it says here, taste and see in Psalm 34:8. Taste and see that the Lord is good. I have to remember that the devil wants me to long for the wrong thing. He will do his best to entice me. If you want to see a demonstration of that, let's watch TV for about a half an hour, just the regular TV, and look at how the commercials are set up. They're set up to fan a thirst. And that's how the demon works. He fans up a thirst for the wrong thing, and he makes the right thing seem despicable, like you don't want to do it. And what I have found is that I have to talk to myself. I was thinking about that yesterday. I love to be on the treadmill and I love to talk to the Lord. I really enjoy that, praying as I'm walking. And when I'm in it, oh my word, I feel like, oh, thank you, Lord, for letting me have a place like this, having a little war room where I can talk to the Lord like that. And I love to do it actually in the mornings, but there are times when my schedule gets turned around, and yesterday was one of those times. I needed to be at church at a certain time. I teach Sunday school at church, which I'm very grateful for. There were things I needed to get ready. And then I had a few phone calls that were out of the ordinary, other than the ones that I get for my sponsees. And so I did not get on the treadmill until it was later in the day, and it was almost a little fight going on there in my head that it didn't matter. I didn't have to do it today. I can, you know, do it a little longer tomorrow. That's what it was saying in my head. And then I could hear this small voice that, you know, you're going to feel much better when you're on there and you're praying for the people. You're praying for the people in your Sunday school. You're praying for the people, you know, in Bible for food. You feel better. You feel closer to me. It was a very small voice. And I found I had to echo that voice. I had to say it from my own mouth. I'm going to feel better if I do this. And I got on that, and it was almost immediately. I knew it was where I needed to be. And so I cannot afford to forget that the demon always makes what is wrong seem right. And what is right seem wrong. And I have to remember that God is good. And the devil lies. God is good, and whatever he has for me to do, it is for my good, because he loves me. And this reading also reminds me that, you know, about the scheming that I used to do. I schemed and I planned, you know, how was I going to get that food? And a lot of times, how was I going to get it in the house without letting people see it? I've shared about how I used to go in the car and I would be eating in the car. And then I would take my little stash and either put it in my purse or whatever. And then hide it somewhere because I didn't want people to see me eating. And that type of mind time and mind, you know, creativity. Oh, I could be very quote-unquote creative when it came to sneaking food. And I wondered, you know, why I didn't have the energy to do things to use my giftedness. I was scheming for the wrong thing. But God tells me this. He says, do you want to experience me? I'm great. I'm wonderful. I'm delightful. If you want to experience me, experience Jesus. And if you want that passion about him, stay in his word. Grow in your faith. Keep your food in order, because the food will try to steal the passion that belongs to God. And the fellowship. I need the fellowship of others in Bible for food, because they help me. They pray for me. They remind me that this food issue is serious. Serious. I can even go into groups of other believers and they can make it seem like it's no big deal. But it is serious. God needs other workers into this harvest field. And I want to be one of his workers today. A person who can tell another person, no, you do not have to eat over that. Yes, you can take care of your food and you can have a marvelous life in doing so. So I say that to you today. If you have again believed the lie of the devil, have gotten back into the food, you don't have to live that way. You don't. And I hope you hear that in your heart.